Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, it's a pleasure to welcome back our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist, and of course, TV star as well, Ed Finn. And Ed, we are opening up the travel clinic this week to answer questions, which is always a pleasure to do. Before we do that, though, I just want to get your take on the fact that this week the government scrapping the requirement to have a negative test to enter the country for fully vaccinated people. And there was, some jubilation actually in response to that news.
Hi, Carol. Yes, good morning to the listeners. Absolutely. Very good, the announcement during the week that the requirement for air passengers to enter the country with a negative test, it was removed during the week. The cabinet signed off on it. It was a bit of a surprise there. It wasn't really expected, but it was supposed to be enforced until the 22nd or afterwards. But that's really good news for domestic tourism and really for anybody going on holidays, Carol, that is fully vaccinated. Of course, it's in line with the European model that was kind of all agreed by all the countries last year. But a lot of countries, obviously, with Omicron, when they weren't unsure about it, it was kind of a knee-jerk reaction. And I suppose, understandably, there was a sort of a panic when the numbers went mad. You know, South Africa, the news that came out of there where it was discovered again, sort of reinforcing the belief from across all scientific beliefs at the moment that basically that, you know, it wasn't going to cripple the health service, which was the big worry. And that's why this was put into place. So look, very good news. The travel agents are delighted about it, Carol, of course, and great for domestic tourism as well. And I think it's fair because this was casting a gloomy cloud over the travel industry. And for sure, it has been welcomed with quite jubilation in some quarters. So it's great.
All right. Okay. Well, let's open the travel clinic now, Ed, to answer some questions. ed@traveltalk.ie. And we will begin with this. We got an email in from Maeve O'Brien. Not quite sure where she is, but she's asking if you could recommend something different for Spain this year. Now, again, I don't know where she is or when she wants to go or how long she wants to go for, or whether it's on her own, it's part of a couple or a family.
I have the full email here. Maeve O'Brien from Fossa Avenue in Cabra. And she says, by the way, love the show and happy new year to everybody. And yeah, she herself and two friends want to go off and do something different. Now, they love Spain. They've done loads of the coasts and the beaches and all that. I was looking at a trip that I did, must be over 10 years ago. And I have to say, it was beautiful. Now, the trip that I did was, it's a tailor-made, it's a self-drive tour in the north of Spain, taking in the vineyards of Rioja and Navarra. Now, for anybody who knows the area up there, the Basque country, Bilbao, San Sebastian, Calahorra, San Domenico, and all these beautiful places, Car, it's really just to give you an idea. Bilbao would be famous, I suppose, as a modernist masterpiece from Spain's medieval past. You know, it's full of castles. Now, the Bilbao Guggenheim, sorry, Car, Museum would be famous there as well. One of the most amazing features up there. But the vineyards of Rioja, Navarra, Pamplona, of course, famous for Ernest Hemingway, where I mentioned their sentiment. This is really a real sort of a taste of Spain. And I sent Maeve on the itinerary there. There's a very good company called Wex's Travel, and they sort of send you the whole fly drive thing. Now, including your accommodation, really nice places. Now, you're talking about a kind of a gastronomic sort of luxury holiday here, Carol. And I mean, the whole lot, including what they call the paradors in Spain. Now, paradors would be like beautiful castles, just stunning places. You know, you're talking about driving scenic country roads, all this gorgeous scenery up there. So really nice. Now, this would include your flights from here to Bilbao, and then it would include your 5 nights in the different areas as well. 4 nights, sorry, Carol. And then flying back, your car for the whole time. And it worked out at about $549 per person. And just to say about this trip, Carol, if you wanted to do something where you escape away from all the mad stuff, this would be a great place. I mean, Pamplona, for example, would be the famous place for, you've heard of the running of the bulls. Hemingway wrote about it. All these gorgeous tapas bars. It's the most beautiful place, Pamplona. The Guggenheim would rival any architectural museum in the world up there in Bilbao, what they've done. It's also on the coast. If you drive along there, you'll see beautiful beaches, cathedrals, windy medieval streets. So there's two beautiful monasteries on the itinerary there. Remember, I went to one of them. You heard the monks, they actually still live there singing as you descended the hill down to the monastery. amazing stuff. It was like something out of a movie. Really, really beautiful. So that would be one that I would really recommend. And the superb Parador there, the Parador de Santo Domingo, a 12th century former hospital located right next to the cathedral. So you're seeing places that you just wouldn't really normally do. So, I mean, she was asking about, Maeve was saying, love something different. This will tick all those boxes. That would be from March through to the prices I was giving there, to start of November, December. And as I said, Wexus.com. I've sent the details and the itinerary to Maeve, but if anybody else wants to have a look at it, they're a UK-based company. Your travel agents here in Ireland will also be able to help you with these. They've put together some really fabulous ideas and very happy to recommend that to Maeve.
Okay, lovely. All right. ed@traveltalk.ie is the email address. Do you have anything else, Ed?
A lot of other people asking about cruise holidays at the moment right now. Somebody was saying to me the other day, and I mean, I was laughing because with Omicron being madly contagious, people were saying to me, wouldn't you be nuts to get on a ship like where you'd be, you know, with all other people? But there's a huge amount of protocols in place. And I know, in fact, Mary McKenna from Tour America did a wonderful cruise around the Bahamas there. I was chatting to her recently and she had a great time, and it wasn't busy, as you can imagine, as it would have normally been. Just things to be wary of. They're doing random testing. You know, when you're on the cruise now, a lot of them, you can't get on any of these ships now, like MSC or Royal Caribbean, unless you're fully vaccinated. But they're doing random testing. So just test yourself. Bring your own kits. You know, you get them all on the ship as well. So just be wary of that. Other than that, she was saying she had a good experience. Phenomenal value out there, Carol, in terms of cruises at the moment. Really, I was talking to Jennifer from Royal Caribbean the other day, and just the value is amazing. Ryanair, by the way, and Aer Lingus, Carol, have both got January sales on now. Huge discounts on loads of flights and things like that. So just have a look and see the details on those. There's lots and lots of good deals to be had. Also, one other thing to mention for domestic stuff, my friend Sarah from the travelexpert.ie has some mad deals for hotels around Ireland, Carol. If you want to get away from it all, you're talking about top hotels for 40 or 50 quid a night. Really, really good. If you just want a night away from all of this sort of stuff, you know what I mean? If you've had a mad Christmas, there's a lot of good deals domestically out there as well. So might be a nice little idea to escape for a night or two.
I think we could all do with something like that. And just briefly before we finish, Ed, to go back to the cruises for a second, we will, because I demand it, be looking at Hurtigruten cruises at some point this year, because I want to go to the Antarctica, okay?
Yeah, I know, because I actually got some lovely information in about those. So do you know what? I'll get a few itineraries together on those, because, you know, that Hurtigruten cruise up the west coast of Norway, Carl, is bucket list stuff. They're working ships, but they're a unique experience, frolicking with the polar bears from a safe distance, of course. You know, amazing stuff that you can see.
Okay, lovely. All right, and thank you for that. And as always, just a reminder, the Travel Clinic is always open. So if you have any questions for Ed, please feel free to send them in free of charge. He will answer them for you. ed@traveltalk.ie.
Happy New Year again, Carol.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.